Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And good morning to Darren Frell.
Mary, a very good morning and a very busy morning. And we're going to start with Mark English. And what a brilliant run from him last night, breaking the Irish 800 metre record for the second time in 11 days now. The Donegal man won this race at the FBK Games in the Netherlands. And last night he clocked a time of 1:43.92 seconds. Took victory and became the first Irish athlete to run under 1:44 for the distance. And I think what was most impressive about this win was just the finish. She was third on the last bend, but surged forward in those closing 80 metres to take the win. And what a season he's having. Great momentum now ahead of the World Championships, which take place in Tokyo later this year. What a game last night in the World Cup qualifiers as Wales and Belgium played out a 7-goal thriller. Belgium taking the spoils 4-3, but only after Wales played themselves back into it from 3-0 down. In fact, Wales had a mountain to climb because they conceded all those three goals inside 27 minutes, but they did only for Kevin De Bruyne, who scored the winner 2 minutes from time. Wales, second place in Group G, first loss of the campaign after two wins and a draw. Their manager is Craig Bellamy.
Second half was outstanding. I really felt immensely proud to be their coach. Every training session, every game, they've left me with that. But I have to be honest, it was to come here, and I hope second half they seen what they can do, and they have to understand how good they are. And that was pleasing, and I hope then this gives us the belief to be the team we want to be.
Yeah, that's Craig Bellamy. I'm going to be really honest. I switched it off after 2-0. I thought Wales are done and dusted here. But I tell you what, I missed some game after that. What a comeback, and on Belgian soil as well. I think the Irish team can take plenty of heart for what's going on there with Wales and Craig Bellamy, the run they've been on over the course of the last year. The Irish team themselves are in a group of four, so our World Cup qualifiers don't start until the autumn. And we're in friendly action tonight away to Luxembourg. 7:45 start there. Live coverage on RTE2 television and the player from 7:30. Now, Nathan Collins is the Irish skipper, and he says he won't be distracted by news at his club Brentford with the talk that his manager Thomas Frank will be joining Tottenham. He's also been talking about the arrival of Caoimhín Kelleher at the club, and the fact that Frank could be leaving after signing Kelleher is not lost on him.
Yeah. we've been joking about it, but he's all right, I think. Brentford's it's a good club where whatever happens, they'll have a plan. There's good people behind in the backroom staff that whatever does happen like that, there will be a plan. But if he stays, then even better, you know. But we can only see what can happen. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think I get on really well with him here. He shows his qualities as a keeper here as well. But I think it'll be even better when we can play and train together every day and just build our relationship a bit more on and off the pitch as well, just to help both Brentford, also Ireland as well. But I'm buzzing for him himself. I think it's a great move for him. I think he deserves to be a number one at a club.
Yeah, that's Nathan Collins. More from the Irish camp a little bit later on in the programme. The Irish prop Finlay Beelam has been called up to the British and Irish Lions squad for the tour to Australia. He replaces Scotland's Xander Fagerson after he was ruled out of the trip with a calf injury. Ireland now have 16 players in the squad. Three, including Beelam, means Connacht are from Connacht, and it's all he joins Mac Hansen and Bundiaki, his teammates, his club teammates, on that squad. They're heading for Portugal today ahead of a game against Argentina here in Dublin next week. Finally, in horse racing, Colin Keane's become Judman's first retained jockey in 11 years. He's been champion Irish flat jockey for 6 of the last 8 seasons. Starts work immediately, and he's going to be in line for a number of high-profile rides at Royal Ascot next week.